Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here today with a quick, focused look at what students are encountering in their learning right now.
We'll pull out the key facts and give you some easy starting points for conversations.
So let's dive in. First up is a really unusual mix: art, car emissions, and saving the ocean. Students are reading about this artist, Leandro Ehrlich.
Yes, and his installation, Concrete Coral. It's off Miami Beach. Basically, he sunk these 22 sculptures that look like cars.
Cars underwater? That sounds counterintuitive for conservation.
Well, that's sort of the visual punch. But here's the key. They're made from marine-friendly concrete, and they're actually seeded with live coral to help build a reef. It's part of a bigger project, the Reefline Underwater Park.
Ah, okay. So why the car shape then?
That's the symbolic part. It's meant to make us think about the link between vehicle emissions, which cause, about 12% of global greenhouse gases, and the ocean warming that leads to coral bleaching.
Got it. So the symbol of the problem becomes part of the solution in a way.
Precisely. It forces you to confront that connection.
So a great question for kids might be, how can art actually make people care more or think differently about protecting the planet?
Definitely. Okay, shifting from the ocean to the land and another climate-related issue, agriculture in Europe. There's a major drought impacting farming.
And the financial hit is significant, right? We're talking billions.
Billions, yes.
Yeah.
Studies are estimating average annual losses around $9.8 billion already. And that could climb to over $11 billion if global warming hits 2 degrees C.
That's staggering. It really puts the focus on food supply stability.
And it's not just abstract numbers. We're hearing directly from farmers.
Yeah.
Like one in England who said nearly 95% of his expected crop was wiped out.
95%. Even with irrigation.
Even with irrigation systems they'd installed. The heat and lack of water were just too extreme. It really brings the climate impact home.
Yeah, it does. So maybe asking kids about their own experiences could be insightful. Like, have you ever seen how extreme weather affects plants or gardens? Maybe even food growing nearby?
Good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, let's pivot completely from serious climate impacts to something a bit lighter. Pop culture pets. Apparently, the newest viral trend is jumping spiders.
Oh, I think I saw something about the spoods, they call them, on TikTok.
That's the one. These little fuzzy racket sales have apparently gone way up, like from a week to thousands for some sellers.
Wow. Are they hard to care for?
Supposedly not. Pretty low maintenance, live up to 2 years. But because they're so small and delicate, experts have specific advice on handling. Instead of petting, they recommend a gentle top of the cephalothorax boop.
What now? Cephalothorax?
Yeah, that's the fused head and chest guard on a spider. Yep. So just a very light tap there shows how much we want to interact, even with tiny, kind of weird pets, right?
Huh, definitely. A fun question there could just be, if you could have any unusual animal as a pet, what would it be and why?
Nice one. Okay, next. The students encountered a really powerful quote today. It's from Dr. Alfredo Quiñones Hinojosa. You might know him as Dr. Q, the neurosurgeon.
Oh, yes. What's the quote?
He said, "I'm not a genius. I just worked really, really hard."
And knowing his backstory? Wow, that hits hard. Coming to the U.S. as a young migrant farm worker, didn't speak English.
Exactly. And then going on to UC Berkeley, Harvard Medical School, becoming this world-renowned surgeon. It's pure perseverance.
It really underscores the message, doesn't it? It wasn't just about getting there, but the sustained effort.
That's the key insight, I think. The hard work doesn't stop when you reach the goal, especially in a field like neurosurgery.
So a discussion could explore that. How does Dr. Q's quote show that hard work isn't just about achieving a dream, but also about, maintaining it, living up to it?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, finally, let's touch on government and the concept of checks and balances. The U.S. Supreme Court has just started its new term.
And there are some big cases on the docket related to presidential power, right?
Very big. Things like, can the president impose tariffs without Congress explicitly approving? Or can they fire certain federal officials just like that without cause? These are fundamental questions about the limits of executive power.
And separate from SCOTUS, but related to executive action, there's been pushback on immigration enforcement tactics in some cities.
Right. Like in Chicago, There have been strong criticisms and protests. But we also saw an example of the judicial check recently in Oregon, remember?
Ah, yes, the judge blocking National Guard deployment.
Exactly. And the judge specifically said the administration's reasons, their claims of chaos justifying the deployment, were, quote, untethered to the facts.
That's a perfect illustration, isn't it? The judiciary stepping in, examining the basis for executive action. That's the system working.
It really is. So this leads to a crucial question for students. When you think about people who have power, what do you think is most important for making sure the power is used fairly and not misused?
That's a great place to wrap up this rapid deep dive. Thanks for tuning in and taking a moment to get informed.
We hope having this context helps you connect what students are learning with those bigger conversations. Keep asking questions.
We'll catch you on the next deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.